We're still in the first siman in Hilchos Tefillah, siman Pei Tes. We are up to Sif Hei. We'll be doing Sifim Hei through Zion. Im Hischil Lechol Kodom Alos HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah already taught us that it was usur to eat before davening. The Shulchan Aruch said it was usur to eat before davening. What if you started eating before Alos? You started eating before the Zman of Tefillah altogether. Sarich Lahafsik. You have to stop eating once Alos HaShachar comes. There are those who say that you don't have to. So, what is this halacha? Up until Alos HaShachar, the halacha is that if you started eating, you're allowed to continue. To begin eating before Alos HaShachar, if it is within a half hour of Alos HaShachar, it is mutter to eat as much fruit as you want, you can drink what you want, but you cannot have more than a kibetza of bread or cake. An egg's worth of bread or cake is called a suda already. It is not called te'ima. And from a half hour before Alos HaShachar, that is asur. Now, this din of the Shulchan Aruch was talking about where someone started eating long before Alos HaShachar. He was allowed to eat as much as he wanted. Now Alos HaShachar has come, so the first day it says that you must be mafsik. And the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, is like the first daya, that you're supposed to be mafsik, you're supposed to stop at Alos HaShachar, and you can't eat anymore. Why is that? So in Mincha, the halacha is once the Zman comes, if you eat Beheter, you don't have to stop unless you're Nizman Mincha. For Shachris, though, it wasn't just a matter of you're going to miss the Shachris. We learned it out of Lo Soch Lo Adam and Osi Hashlach Tachar Gevecha. We learned out that you're not supposed to be eating before davening once the Zman comes. So even if you've begun eating Beheter, it's also to continue. This is all Mitzad HaDin. Mishnah Berurah brings the Zohar that says that if you went to sleep and you got up and it's already after Chatzos, you should not eat at all before davening. The Prima Gadim says that's only if you slept. Obviously, if someone was up all night, then even after Chatzos, you can continue eating. Also, it could be that this is only food, but you can drink whatever you want to. This again is talking about before Alos HaShachar. Before Alos HaShachar, Mikra, then you can eat. Al Pi Zohar, you shouldn't eat if it's after Chatzos and you've slept. So if you went to sleep for the night, got up before Alos, Lefi the Zohar, you don't go eating. And the Mishnah Berurah says it could be that drinking is mutter. In the Siddur HaArizal, Mishnah Berurah says, it is brought down that Rav Chaim Vital used to eat when he got up after Chatzos, and the reason was he would only eat and drink if he needed to in order to have kavana for davening. So that when it comes to what is not halacha, it is just the inyan of not eating before davening, if you're doing it for the sake of having the strength to have kavana and daven, then that is mutter. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says that if someone gets up for the sake of learning and he doesn't have the strength to learn without eating something, if it's after Chatzos, nevertheless, he should not be machmer for the Zohar, and instead he should learn and have the strength for it. Sivvav. Afilu lilmod osir mishigia zman tefillah. Once the zman tefillah has come, you're not to start learning. V'hainu, misha rogel ispal v'beiz medrasho. We're talking about someone who normally davens biyachidis in the place that he learns. V'eino rogel leilach l'beis ha-kneses, and he doesn't go to shul. V'ikol ha-meichash dil m'matrit begir se v'yavr zman krishmu tfila. Because we're afraid he'll get involved in his learning and he'll forget to daven and he'll miss the zman. Obviously, this means that there is no minyan in his beis medrash. If the minyan gets together in his beis medrash, so he'll daven when they come. We're talking about someone who normally learns in his house and then davens in his house, learns in a beis medrash, davens in a beis medrash. There's no minyan. There's nothing to remind him that he's got to go daven. He should not start learning after Alos HaShachar because we're afraid that he's going to end up missing the zmanim. Aval misha rogel leilach lebeis hakneses mutter. We're someone who normally goes to shul. We're not afraid that he'll forget to go to shul. Now, this is all after Alos HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who are mekel if it's just after Alos and not yet the time to start davening kavasikin. Since l'chatchila, you don't daven shachris until Netzachama, so that means that Krishma and Birkas Krishma and Sugur Zimra, you would start closer to Netz. If it's before that zman, it's early, it's after alos, but not the time that someone who wants a daven vasikin would start davening. So there he brings down that there are makilim, that you're allowed to learn at that point, since that is not a zman that people daven in anyway. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that if you ask someone who is not learning to remind you to go to shul to daven, that that's mutter. So it is mutter to learn in shul where they're going to daven. It is mutter to learn even at home if you normally go to shul. Or if you daven be yechidah, say with another person, the other person isn't learning, you are, you can ask him to tap you on the shoulder and remind you when it's time to start davening. The imu malamid lachir. What happens if you're teaching others? Afilu im eino raga leilach lebeis haknesses. You have a group of people, they don't go to shul, you don't go to shul. Say you have a group of people, but you don't have a minyan. And you're sitting and learning before davening. Mutter, it is permissible. Why? Kevan shasho overes. The time is going to move on. Dischus harabim dover gadolhu. Since we are afraid that if you don't learn with the tzibur then, this is their kviyas, this is the zman that they're going to learn. If you don't learn with them then, they're not going to learn, then as long as they're not going to mizman kriyashma, you should continue learning with them. But if zman kriyashma comes, then they should at least say shema. So halachi is that biyochid you don't start learning after alos hashachar unless you normally go to shul or unless they start, there will be a minyan where you are. Bitzibur, the Talmud Torah Bitzibur, for the sake of those that wouldn't otherwise learn, it is mutter, even though you don't have a minyan, and there's no one to remind everybody to stop learning and start davening when the zman comes. Sif Zayin, mutter lihistapir v'likarnos lemerchatz. The halach is that before mincha, it is usher to start taking a haircut or go into a public bathhouse, because starting a haircut, we're afraid that, say, the scissors will break in the middle and you will end up getting delayed and you'll miss man mincha. And the same thing with the merchatz, where in the public bathhouses, people would really spend a lot of time. And as a result of it, we're afraid that you'll forget, you may fall asleep or something and miss davening. So the halachi is that's only before mincha. Before shachris, it's mutter. Shelo gozru ela samach lemincha, shu davar amotzui. Since mincha time, that is a common time for people to take haircuts and go to the bathhouse, they made a gzera. Since after alos hashachar, early in the morning, people don't normally go there, Chazal didn't make a gzera. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is all before alos hashachar. Because after alos hashachar, it is usher to be involved in personal needs before davening. So taking a shower or taking a haircut would not be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah does say that Tzorchei Shabbos are mutter, so that Friday morning before davening, that's not your own tzorachim. It would be mutter to go and get something for Shabbos if you're afraid that if you go later, you're going to miss it, or you're not going to have time to get it. So there you can do it before davening. Now, obviously, you're allowed to get dressed and groom yourself for davening. What we're talking about is taking a haircut, not for the sake of davening. You take a haircut once a month or so. You don't do that before davening. And the same thing is with going into a public bathhouse, which is not something that a person just does to groom himself for davening.